From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Dave DeForest reporting. Iraqi forces shelled areas outside of Mosul on Monday. The offensive to retake the city from Islamic State militants is in its second week, and attacks were focused near the town of Bartella as Iraqi and Kurdish fighters move closer to Mosul. VOA's Heather Murdoch is in Iraq and just returned from areas vacated by Islamic State militants.
5 days ago, Islamic State fighters were launching attacks, including reigniting the burning oil fields that are leaving billowing black smoke overhead everywhere in the city, Gayara, which is about 30 kilometers south of Mosul. Residue from the oil stains the people's clothes and bodies, and people are getting sick from it. And from the sulfur plant, ISIS also set on fire as it fled the area, which sent 1,000 people to the hospital. Army officials say they are winning the war against ISIS, but protecting the people is their biggest challenge. Heather Murdoch, Gayara, Iraq.
France's interior minister says the evacuation of refugees from a squalid camp near Calais is taking place calmly. This Afghan refugee spoke to a reporter.
They will take us in the buses, so they will might send us to different reception centers. So then it will be very hard for us to see each other.
Officials hope to relocate 2,500 people to temporary shelters by the end of the day. Workers will soon begin dismantling the wood and tarp shanty town dubbed the Jungle. Migrants mainly from Afghanistan, Ethiopia, Eritrea, and Iraq had remained in the camp for months. Cross-border firing between India and Pakistan in the contested region of Kashmir has killed at least 3 people. Indian police sources say a young boy was killed and 4 civilians wounded Monday by gunfire and shelling by Pakistani border guards. Pakistan's military says Indian troops fired across the border Sunday. This is VOA News. The opening of China's Central Committee plenum Monday marked the beginning of a high season of political activity in the country. The meetings will last 4 days this week, but come at the start of a political transition in China that culminates next year with a 19th Party Congress. At a closed-door meeting this week, Chinese President Xi Jinping is expected to make clear that his anti-corruption drive is far from over and that controls will continue to tighten. Republican presidential candidate Donald Trump accused Democrats Monday of making up phony opinion polls to make it look as if Democrat Hillary Clinton is ahead in the race. Trump told a group of Florida farmers he is actually the one in the lead.
So I actually think we're winning. And what they do is they show these phony polls where they, you know, where they look at Democrats and it's heavily weighted with Democrats. And then they'll put on a poll where we're not winning. And everybody says, oh, they're not winning. It's a heavily weighted poll with Democrats, like the ABC phony poll that just came out. Totally phony poll.
Trump produced no evidence to support that claim. He is making several campaign stops in Florida, while Clinton, his Democratic opponent, campaigns in the northeastern state of New Hampshire.
All this talk about the election being rigged, trying to stir up people who are supporting him at his rallies, that is a direct threat to our democracy.
That ABC News poll released Sunday indicates Clinton has surged ahead of Trump 50% to 38%. Officials say gunmen stormed a Pakistani police training complex in Quetta Monday and took an unknown number of personnel hostage. Pakistani troops entered the facility to engage the assailants, prompting an exchange of gunfire. Witnesses heard a massive explosion and 2 minor blasts from inside the center, which housed living quarters for training personnel. More than 200 people were inside the complex when the incident began. An official says at least 5 personnel with bullet wounds have been taken to local hospitals. Indian police say they killed at least 18 Maoist rebels Sunday in a gunfight in the eastern part of the country. It was one of the deadliest fights with rebels this year. Police say the shootout began after authorities received a report that about 30 Maoist rebels were assembling in forests near the border of Odisha and Andhra Pradesh states. The gunfire is reported to have lasted close to an hour. Local officials say a search operation for more rebels is underway. A car bomb exploded outside a tire shop in Somalia's capital, Mogadishu, Sunday, killing at least 3 people and injuring 4. A VOA reporter says the driver, a suspected Al-Shabaab suicide attacker, is among the dead. Doctors in the city's media hospital have confirmed that 4 wounded people were admitted to the facility. So far, no one has claimed responsibility. In Washington, I'm Dave DeForest.
That's the latest world news from VOA.